reason we've got Madonna blaring in the background is she was at the Grammys last night. Well, yes. We think it was Madonna.
See, last night at the Grammys, Madonna did like a slightly obnoxious intro of Sam Smith and Kim Petras's satanic performance of Unholy. That's a whole other issue. But listen to the crowd. Clearly, the crowd was not reacting the way Madonna wanted. Here's part of her. This is like really a drawn out end of intro. We'll play the whole thing.
Are you ready for a little controversy? Come on, people, let's make some noise. Y'all are going to sleep over here. So, here's what I've learned after four decades in music. If they call you shocking, scandalous, troublesome, problematic, provocative, or dangerous, you are definitely onto something. That's where you make noise. Thank you.
Wasn't that just the worst intro you've ever had? First of all, y'all gonna sleep over there is no way to begin something where you want people to go get fired up.
Maybe they didn't recognize that it was Madonna because her face is so weird now.
And by the way, earlier in the show, the crowd was all on their feet dancing to Stevie Wonder and Chris Stapleton. So it looked like the crowd was just fine. So I think it was pretty much her. But yeah, you come out on stage and you go, y'all are going to sleep over here, and it gets immediately quiet. She just ruined it.
And then that's when you're supposed to clap. Takes us to something that we've done on this show before. Great moments in Please Clap history. Jeb Bush.
I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
That was Madonna.
That's exactly what Madonna said at the end. Please, what is this called? Great moments in Please Clap history?
Ladies and gentlemen, Amy Klobuchar.
And every single time I have run, I have won every single congressional district in my state, including Michelle Bachmann's. Okay? That's when you guys are supposed to cheer. Okay?
Oh.
All right, so...
just a little reminder that Amy Klobuchar finished above Kamala Harris in the Democrat primaries.
Well, they all did.
But think about how unlikable she is, and she beat Kamala, which brings us to Kamala Harris.
Yellow school buses are our nation's largest form of mass transit. How about that? Every day. So, yes, and let's applaud because it gets them where they need to go.
Nobody's applauding.
Wow.
We're clapping for yellow school buses. I don't understand what's going on here.
Great moments in Please Clap history.
And then when Fartwell, Eric Swalwell, was running for president in one of the worst campaigns I've ever seen in my life, he thought he'd have this powerful speech and he thought he had a line. And then keep in mind, we have not edited this segment. Listen to the silence. Not one person claps.
But I will always be real with you. I will be bold without the bold. My wife and I.
Oh, that's painful.
This is what it probably sounded like to Eric Swalwell.
But I will always be real with you. I will be bold without the bold. My wife and I.
That had to be the longest, like, 2 to 3 seconds of his life.
That was awkward. Great moments in Please Clap history. That's my favorite new segment on the show.
If you're looking for a reason to drink tonight.
I need a reason?
Well, just maybe. Who knows? Rick Astley is 57 years old today.
Hey!
Never gonna give you up.
Oh, yeah, that was a great rendition.
Thank you.
So, Allison, how old?
He's 57.
Oh, that's not bad. He's almost 10 years older than I am.
He was pretty young when he was making hits.
Okay.
So, Allison, as our new producer here, we're going to do Choose Your Own Adventure, okay? I've got three clips from Rick Astley. I want you to play the one that you like the best. Do you want to hear Rick Astley on stage with the Foo Fighters doing his hit Never Gonna Give You Up? Do you want to hear Rick Astley doing a cover of Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars? Or Rick Astley performing Highway to Hell? Allison, choose your own adventure.
Definitely Highway to Hell.
Let's do Highway to Hell. Let's light it up. Let's do it. It's him on the drums, too.
He's playing the drums and singing at the same time.
Yeah. He's a talented musician.
57. I want to hear the other one. I want to hear the Foo Fighters.
On stage with the Foo Fighters, they brought him out, like, as a surprise at a concert. The crowd's into it.
I think he sounds pretty good here.
Here we go.
I would have been so fired up to that at a concert.
I'm here for it.